This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. JNSPG staff will read synopses of articles which have been published online this week. The full text versions of these articles can be found in the online and print versions of the journal.
Hello and welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for June 4th, 2010. I'm Chris Gavin and I will be reading synopses of a clinical article, a technical note, and a laboratory investigation published online today. This technical note is titled Use of Confirmatory Imaging Studies to Illustrate Adequate Treatment of Cerebrospinal Fluid Leak in Spontaneous Intracranial Hypotension. It was written by Timothy Vogel and co-workers. Spontaneous intracranial hypotension is clinically associated with neurological deficits in patients with low CSF pressure. It is believed to result from CSF hypovolemia or altered compliance of the craniospinal axis. Treatment of spontaneous intracranial hypotension has traditionally relied on placement of an epidural blood patch. However, studies on its efficacy report high failure rates. This suggests that additional imaging studies may be warranted to identify persistent CSF leaks in patients. In this study, the authors report the use of an epidural blood patch and subsequent radionuclide imaging to confirm the adequate treatment and resolution of CSF leaks. If this strategy is adopted on a larger scale, it may identify those patients whose CSF leaks are not successfully treated by a blood patch. This clinical article is titled Neurosurgeons' Perspectives on Psychosurgery and Neuroenhancement, a Qualitative Study at One Center. It was written by Daniel Mendelson and colleagues. Surgery for psychiatric disease is a controversial topic with a troubled past. However, the development of safe and effective stereotactic techniques, together with advances in neuroimaging and psychotherapeutics, has significantly moved the field forward. Nevertheless, psychiatric neurosurgery poses ethical challenges, as the ability of surgeons to modulate brain circuits to affect changes in behavior raises questions regarding its other potential uses, now and in the future. This article describes results from a qualitative interview-based study that attempts to gauge the opinions of staff neurosurgeons regarding surgery for psychiatric disease. The authors also probe attitudes toward other hypothetical applications of neurosurgery, such as brain-machine interface and cognitive enhancement. This study revealed widespread support for psychiatric neurosurgery, and most neurosurgeons place great importance on autonomy and informed consent. Interestingly, most surgeons were clear in their stance against surgery to alter non-pathological traits, but there was less agreement on its potential use for cognitive enhancement. This article provides a snapshot in time of attitudes toward neuromodulation among neurosurgeons and helps raise interesting questions regarding the limits and possibilities of surgery for mood and behavior modification. This clinical article is titled Outcome Predictors of Gamma Knife Surgery for Melanoma Brain Metastases. It was written by Donald Liu and co-authors. Central nervous system melanoma metastases occur in 10 to 40% of patients in whom stage 4 melanoma has been diagnosed. The median survival of patients with metastasis of melanoma to the brain is 3 to 4 weeks without treatment. Treatment options and success are limited due to high rates of disease progression and local treatment failure. Whole brain radiation therapy alone has resulted in disappointing outcomes. Stereotactic radiosurgery, on the other hand, results in excellent local control and prolonged survival in some patients. Between August 1987 and December 2008, 333 consecutive patients with melanoma underwent stereotactic radiosurgery for 1,570 brain metastases at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. The median survival after radiosurgery was 5.6 months. Sustained local tumor control was achieved in 73% of the patients. The rate of symptomatic adverse radiation effect was 7%. The authors conclude that stereotactic radiosurgery is an important and effective treatment strategy for patients with brain metastases from melanoma. Their experience indicates that patients in good clinical condition with up to 8 metastases may benefit from radiosurgery as a primary treatment option. Nonetheless, the overall outcome data confirm that the spread of melanoma to the brain is an ominous event.
Thank you for listening. Sign up in iTunes to get all our weekly podcasts delivered straight to you. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to visit our podcast archive, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.